Yeah, Shmuel pointed out in Ibn Ezra, in Vayera, it says, Batera Sara is ben Hagar ha-mitzris asha yaldo le-Avraham mitzachek. So, which got her very upset. Right, the next pasuk is Vatomer le-Avraham garesh ha-mazel sves binah. So Rashi, of course, famous Rashi, you learned it as a kid. Mitzachek means Lashon Avodah Zarah. And then there's some, I think, want to say Mitzachek. Yeah, maybe Rashi mentioned it. Somebody says it's Arias. Okay, so if it's some serious problem like that, you understand Sarah's reaction. But the Ibn Ezra says Mitzachek. Kichain minhag kol nar. That's what all kids do. Well, nar means a young man. You know, young man. He was what was he? He was 13 years old, I think. Vatikanebo ba'avor heyoso gadol mibna. So she was mekana Yishmael. Because he was older than her son. So what's the what does the Ibn Ezra mean? And why should it result in such a drastic reaction from her? If it's came in a kol nar, so okay. So he didn't do anything terrible, according to that. According to him, he was playing ball. So, yeah. So I want to say like this, that the Ibn Ezra's learning, it's not the pshat that what she saw was terrible in of itself. He's not learning that way. What she saw was that when she saw Yishmael playing, doing Minna Kol Nar, so it really hit home in a real way, because it's something she really could have known. Obviously, it's something she can know that Heyosa Gadol Mibna is, of course, always that way. I mean, that's not like some new information. that's obvious. But the pshat is when she saw him being mitzachek, it hammered home to her that this he will always be the Gadol Habayis. He'll always be that big brother. That while her child is an infant, there is Yishmael. And as Yitzchak grows older, that dynamic will never change. In other words, that's a certain thing, the age difference, and the fact that he's the big brother and has a certain standing in the family, that will never change. A lot of things could change. You could have somebody who's younger ends up being smarter, somebody who's younger ends up doing this, doing that, learning, whatever it may be. But there's one thing you can't catch up on, and that's a certain place that you have in the family. So that's what she was concerned about. Her concern was that if this dynamic, which of course is nothing, cannot be changed, it's going to affect how the whole Derech Avraham unfolds to the world. And that's what she was concerned about. She was concerned that he would always represent the family in a certain way and have a certain dominating position. So that's why she said, you have to... We have to remove him from the house now. It's not something we can even wait for. It has to be Nud now. It has to be that Yitzchak is the one that's known as the one who is raised by Avraham. And there's no competitor of any kind. That's how the Ibn Ezra learns. So it wasn't that Yishmael did anything particularly bad. but she knew that Yitzchak has to be the one who's going to inherit the Derech Avram. And Yishmael is not that child. And therefore he can't remain in the position that he is the Bechor, the one who's always there, the older brother, that Yitzchak, by definition, in the eyes of the world, will always be second to. So that's why, that's how the Ibn Ezra learns. Oh, that's what she saw. That hit home. That there she is, she has this child, you know, still in the carriage. And there he is, the older brother. See, he's already doing the minhag kol nar. It like hit home. That's the way it's always going to be. That dynamic is never going to change. There'll always be that older brother, the dominating brother, just as it is right now. Psychologically, that will not change. Now, I don't know if there's also maybe the Ibn Ezra is intimating it'll have some effect on Yitzchak, the fact that Yishmael's there too. I don't know. That's hard to say. I don't know. Maybe that could be another factor. Because it sounds like the first way I'm saying is more the dominant idea. Because it says, "Vatomel Avram garish amazos et spinah ki lo yirash ben amazos and b'niyim Yitzchak." See, that's what she was worried about. The that it's going to create two inheritors of Avram, and that will throw the world. That it'll never be clear which is the real Derech Avram. That's what hit home. So even though it's something she could have, you know, obviously intellectually worked out, but it didn't make an emotional impact till she saw this. And therefore she acted upon it. It could be, I mean, again, it's hard to know, but maybe that's why. I mean, the Ibn Ezra, there's nothing in the Pesukim that seemed to indicate really, other than that word, there's nothing that indicates that Yishmael did anything really wrong. And you see, Vayera Hadavar, Ma'od Be'ene Avram. So, I mean, I guess they learn, well, it depends on how the other Mefarshim learn that, but I mean, the Ibn Ezra is saying, and that's why God has to come to Avram, because it's not something that Avram could really see. You know, he didn't see anything wrong with Yishmael. But that's why God said she's right. And so far, over the overall plan, she's right. All right, I mean, you know, you can go into more what the question is between Avram and Sarah there, but that's how I think the Ibn Ezra's learning. Not that Yishmael did anything wrong. No, just because he did nothing wrong doesn't mean he's the proper person to inherit. She didn't see him as the inheritor of Derech Avram. She saw his nature. She saw what he was doing, and she knew that Yitzchak is supposed to be the. This is the one that the Nevuah was that he's going to be the real Yoresh. So therefore, you can't have any kind of competition that will affect how people view who is the Yoresh of Derech Avram. She felt it had to be absolutely clear that it's only Yitzchak that is the Yoresh. So therefore, having this older brother around who's in the house, that will become a very big problem later on. Because intrinsically, the idea of an older brother, that dominating figure, is a powerful one to people.